Ship's log, 12-12. Alpha team member, Dash Conroy. Comlink, audio feed, Cloudcat. This is Dash Conroy, leader of the Voyager's Alpha team. Everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong. We're lucky to be alive. A 7-second break in the message occurs here. We are currently missing one member of our team. The situation on the surface is too unstable for re-entry. I'm on the deck of the Cloudcat, staring down at a tornado churning the watery surface of Aqua Gen. A 4-second break in the message occurs here. If I can't bring our teammate back, I will resign my post effective immediately. End of transmission. 26 hours earlier. The flight deck of the Cloud Leopard was buzzing with ZRKs as Carly Diamond moved closer to the curved forward window. They'd only been out of gamma speed for a few hours, and the ZRKs were busy testing every system on the ship for possible damages. Carly stared down at the liquid surface of a planet, shimmering in the light of a sun not her own. "Now that's what I call an ocean," she said, shaking her head with amazement. "It's a planet-sized water ball." Gabriel Parker and Piper Williams came up beside her. "I knew I should have packed my fishing gear," Gabriel said. "I'd love to hook into whatever's lurking around down there." Piper glanced back and forth at the sides of her air chair and felt it wobble slightly, reacting to her movements. "I can't swim," she observed. "Unless this contraption has a setting I don't know about." Dash was checking his MTB, mobile tech band, where a message from Chris had just arrived. "Planetary briefing on the main bridge in 2 minutes. I'll be right there." Dash looked up and locked eyes with Piper. He knew he had to handle the situation delicately. "Aqua Gen is completely covered in water, and it's deep," Dash said. "Deeper than our deepest oceans on Earth." He shook his head for effect. "The extraction team will almost certainly have to be in the water at some point." Piper's eyes narrowed and her jaw tightened. He knew that look of determination. "Not that you couldn't handle it," Dash rushed to say. "But there's no sense putting anyone at unnecessary risk if we don't have to." This seemed to resonate with Piper. A little. Steam 6000 made a few beeping sounds, like his electronic brains were calculating a big problem, and he started reeling off statistics in his tinny voice. "Combined scoring in the submarine and watercraft training resulted in the following data. Gabriel, mission ready. Carly, mission ready. Dash, 91% mission ready. Piper." "Don't say it," Piper interrupted. She moved her air chair a few feet over everyone's heads and flew in an aggressive circle. Sometimes it was how she cooled off. "She can really fly that thing," Carly said. "Impressive, yes, sir," Steam 6000 said. "Piper, 67% mission ready." Dash shook his head and stared at the floor. "Steam, you're killing me here." Piper hovered within an inch of Steam's head and glared at him. "I could do it if I had to. The water just freaks me out is all. I can't help feeling like I'm going to drown." "Totally understandable," Dash offered. "We got this one," Gabriel added. He cracked his knuckles for good measure. "I am so ready to ride those watercraft. Let's do this." Dash was equally concerned and excited by Gabriel's self-assurance. He could always count on Gabriel to throw himself into challenges with everything he had. But Gabriel was a big risk-taker. And with a small crew literally light years from Earth, risk was something Dash could only accept in small doses. Chris arrived on deck, holding a tablet in one hand. He tapped out a few commands and set the tablet down on the floor. A hologram of a watery planet appeared in the middle of the group. "Aqua Gen. It's like nothing we've seen so far. It will be dangerous."
"I like what I'm hearing," Gabriel said. "The whole planet is poisonous water, right? No, wait. The Loch Ness monster is down there. Only he's bigger than Godzilla. He's like a building with claws and teeth."
"Gabriel, please," Dash said.
"Sorry," Gabriel said. But he couldn't help himself.
"You know what a water planet has to have? Pirates. No, wait. Zombie pirates."
Carly punched Gabriel in the shoulder.
Zombie pirates? She echoed, rolling her eyes.
Dash smiled.
Carly, stop hitting the other crew members.
Chris put a hand out and spun the holographic globe, a grave look on his face.
Gabriel, you're more right than you know.
Piper drifted in closer. Steam whirled to life and rolled closer, too. Gabriel leaned in.
I gotta know, Gabriel said. Is it pirates or monsters or both?
And with that, Chris began the briefing for a perilous journey into the Sea of Aqua Gen.